Scrivens back in, down by three. 28 seconds left. Bemidji State hockey fans, savor this one, folks. Barlow towards the goal, turned aside. By Matt Dalton to the point and out to center ice. 13 seconds left. Kyle Hardwick tracks it down in his own end. Francis chops it ahead, and Bemidji State University will win the Midwest Regional. They defeat Cornell 4-1. BSU fans, we will see you in D.C.
Bemidji State 4-1.
The following is a special presentation of RP Broadcasting Sports. It's time for Sports in the Round, live from the Ground Round Restaurant in Bemidji. For the next 2 hours, get up to date with the Bemidji State University Beavers. Sports in the Round.
Sports in the Round from the Ground Round here on Mix 103.7 for the second consecutive week. Beaver fever has struck Mix 103.7. Schultze, Biss, Kelly, Tom Ceratori, Bert Gilling, all with us to set the rest of the stage. Teddy Belisle, also an assistant coach of the Beavers, will be with us. R.H. Bob Peters will join us. Todd Cannot, former BSU player, current coach of the Sioux City Musketeers, will join us. Ryan McKelvey, former graduate assistant coach at Bemidji State. His kid brother, Chris, scored the first goal against the Fighting Irish. Ryan McKelvey will join us. Bob Fitzgerald, member of the undefeated team of 83-84, will join us. And Rob Sirianni will join us. Another packed show tonight. This is you were watching and listening last weekend. How many adjectives can we say here? What were you thinking?
Oh, I mean, you know, I think like a lot of Beaver fans, you go into it hoping for the best, and I think we're certainly thrilled with the first game, the way that they played all 60 minutes and took it to Notre Dame and the Fighting Irish, and then backed it up the next night. The excitement's palpable. And not only has Beaver Fever struck here locally, obviously, which I think this place has Beaver Fever throughout the year, but it's a national phenomenon now. Everybody's talking about Bemidji State, and they're trying to learn how to pronounce it and spell it.
Cal, you were here. What was this place like?
Oh, the atmosphere here at the Ground Round was just phenomenal. It was a packed house. And on Sunday night for the Cornell game, even the Beaver women's hockey team, they had a good crowd here as well. It was phenomenal, and every time Bemidji State would score, let me tell you, it was like the loudest I've ever heard the Ground Round. Although I will say on Sunday night, that first period when Cornell scored first.
Second period.
No score. It was as tense at that point as it was during the CHA tournament. It was amazing here. It was fun.
Tom, Bert, Teddy is over there as well. To the three of you, congratulations on what you guys have accomplished. I know the job is not yet done, but congratulations. Tom, has it sunk into you yet? I mean, you're the coach of a Frozen Four team.
You know what? It's sunk in, but it's exciting, and it has sunk in. And I'm not sitting there saying, hey, I'm so focused on next week. You know what? We're just going day by day right now because there's so many things that you're doing. To get prepared for next week, and hockey's only a small part of it. I mean, there's so many other things going, but yeah, you know what? It has sunk in, and it's exciting, and you'd better enjoy it because you don't know how many times it's going to happen again.
Well, and Tom, talk a little bit about just how busy you've been. Obviously, you get to the Frozen Four. No matter what, you're going to get some contacts, but you guys, the 16th seed, first ever to make it to the Frozen Four. What's it been like for you, media request-wise?
It's been insane. I have one tonight at 8 o'clock from some radio station in L.A., California, Tony Bruno show or something. Maybe you know him, Schultze. I don't know.
It's a national show, actually.
Yeah, wow. And at 8 o'clock tonight, and I have one at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. And, you know, it really is. It's been kind of crazy, but in a good way. And you know what? We're getting great exposure and notoriety, and I think that's what it's about, too. And, again, if we can do that through hockey, that's quite an asset for Bemidji State. And, again, that's one reason why we went Division I 10 years ago, guys. I mean, it's a big reason why we did. And, you know what? We can spread the gospel long and far, and, you know, we're doing that in the next 10 days.
Bert, how quickly have, you know, how quickly did last week go? To me, it was kind of a blur, and I was just sitting up in the press box talking. What was it like for you guys on the bench?
A little stressful.
Hold on. I got way too many cords here.
Yeah, you do. Here, I'm going to pass my headset to Bert. Hold on.
Sorry about that, Bert.
No problem, Schultzy.
How much of a blur was last week?
No, it was, I mean, game-wise and the weekend-wise, it's kind of a typical weekend for us. I mean, we're watching video, we're breaking things down, we're meeting with our guys, we're practicing, we're playing, you know, and then all of a sudden we win and pretty big celebration afterwards. But to me, it was kind of a regular weekend. And obviously there was a lot on the line, but as coaching-wise, you're just concerned about the execution of your team, making sure they're prepared and all the other things that go with a weekend road trip, too. So, you know, for me, everything kind of hit home a little bit when that plane door opened up and we hear this big roar of people, and we're like, what the hell's going on around here? And we quickly got the idea to send the guys out first, and, I mean, they're the ones that deserve all the credit. They, you know, they played outstanding last weekend.
What in the heck?
Not
there
wrong
we go.
One.
Oh, sure. That might
it's
help.
It's a volume button, Schultz. Try the volume button.
Human error.
Sorry.
That's okay. Well, I was out at the airport. I was here at the Ground Round. And let me tell you guys, this whole community is just, I don't think anybody's been talking about anything but BSU hockey since this last weekend. And being at the airport and just feeling the energy and the excitement. And, of course, seeing the faces of your guys walking through that tunnel of people outside, that was pretty special. What have the guys said about that experience to you guys?
Well, I'll go first. I don't know what Bert's talking to the guys, but it kind of, Schultz, were you in that call yesterday or a conference call?
I was listening, yeah.
Listening, and Scofie said, you know, it's surreal. You know, and
it felt like rock stars.
Yeah, it's just a surreal feeling for those guys, and I guess that's what it probably is. And they don't say a lot, and I don't really ask them. I don't know, you know, Bert's had his conversations, but it's something that you don't really talk to your guys about, like, how are you feeling? But you sit there and let them know that, you know what? You know what? They're obviously pretty special people right now, and how many of you guys would like to be in their shoes right now?
Well,
and,
to enjoy the ride.
Enjoy the ride, exactly right, Schultz. And that's all we convey to them. Going in and out here, Schultz.
Your headset?
Yeah. Just to convey that message to them right there, but they better enjoy it because, again, when it's over, you know what? Again, everything gets back to normalcy.
Well, talk about, Saturday. Let's just do a little flashback and go through the weekend. Saturday, the team comes out and plays arguably the best 60 minutes of hockey in Bemidji State. I mean, they came out and took it to Notre Dame. So you prepare for that game. Execution-wise, as the coaches, extremely pleased, I would imagine, with the result of the play.
I've never been more pleased in my life with a team. I told Bert and the guys today and Teddy, I watched that game last night start to finish, and boy, there's not many flaws. There wasn't many deficiencies to that game by the Beavers.
I tried to count the icings. I mean, like two or three times.
We were good. I mean, we were a high-end hockey team that particular night. And in all facets of our game, every executional, every detail was executed to a T. And you know what? We were pretty darn good against Cornell. I was tougher on our team than I probably should have been. It's the old adage. You're never as good as you think you are, but you're never as bad as you think you are. And I actually felt our first period against Cornell Sunday night after the first period. We were kind of sluggish. Now, if you looked at the shot chart, we didn't have anything close to a grade-A scoring chance. But you know what? We still got the pucks, and we weren't as bad as I thought we were in the first period. And, you know, obviously as the second period went on and we scored that goal, we had a little more space and we could do a few more things. But overall, I was very proud of proud of how we executed, the attention to detail. And as a coach, things that you work on so hard and try to get your guys to play the way you want them to play, it all fell into place this past weekend.
Well, you and I think your fans were all geared up for Notre Dame, and I think all your fans knew who Notre Dame's big-time players were.
How'd they know? I didn't know who they were. They had, 10 of them.
Good point.
Tell me who they were, Schultz.
Good point. Good point.
You know what, Tom? To be honest, I couldn't tell you one name of any of those Notre Dame players right now because the only players I remember being on the ice were the Beavers.
Well, you know what? My point is I'm being sarcastic, but if you look at their scoring, it was so balanced. I mean, obviously, Ritterwall and Ben Ryan, you know, those guys and their defensive core, but they have a lot of weapons, and they have secondary scoring that they have secondary scoring and – I don't know what would you call thirdly scoring, but they've really got good depth in their scoring.
Well, my point was everybody was geared up about facing Notre Dame, and then you win, and, whoa, we got to get ready for Cornell here in 24 hours. What was the process like? I know I didn't see any coaching staff after the win on Saturday at all.
I'll let Bert take that.
What was the process of getting the team and the coaches and the game plan and everything set then for Sunday night?
Well, it actually started in the afternoon and beforehand because there's always a possibility that you're going to win the game, right? So we had done some stuff beforehand just to get a little bit of a scouting report on the other teams, being Northeastern and Cornell. We watched that afternoon game. Teddy took one team. I took the other team. You know, we had Ryan Marvin videotape that game and do his normal editing and clipping of that game just to be as prepared as possible. So we had actually a pretty good feel for both teams, Northeastern and Cornell. Obviously, Cornell won. We played our game. We won. The biggest concern we had right after the game was getting our guys almost toned down, get some food in them, get them in their rooms, and kind of lock them out from the outside world again. You know, not let them get too reflective with regards to what did we just accomplish. It's just like, no, get them in their rooms and thinking about we got to beat Cornell tomorrow. So we did that, and when we got the guys down, you know, I sat up for a little while and talked to Teddy and Tom, and we watched some video and had a good scouting report for Cornell and put it together and showed the guys on in the afternoon, Sunday afternoon, and I thought it went very well. You can always kind of tell with the feel in the room when you have meetings and where everybody's at, and you know, I think we just had a good feeling. We felt prepared. We felt good. You know what? And the guys just delivered. You know, I made some adjustments on the fly during the game on Sunday night. It seemed to work. And you know what? The guys just delivered.
Isn't that a coach's nightmare, though? You win that first game, and now we got to prepare for that second game?
I think so. But we also said, too, you know, we looked at each other. You know, this isn't rocket science. It's a game of will, too. We said that. It's going to be a game of will on Sunday for both teams. I mean, hey, I mean, if we're ill-prepared for Cornell, they were the same with us. And, you know, I'm sure they're trying to slow down our speed. I watched the game last night, and it's interesting. Do you know what? You can find a lot about a game plan when they interview players. Scofie's getting interviewed. He's taught we need to play more of a 200-foot game. Well, that's one of our keys to the game. And
how many times have you said that this year?
Well, it's just interesting. You know what? I mean, I'm laughing.
Game. A lot in the last 10 days.
It's interesting, you know what? But you hear kind of a couple of the keys. Scofie's, you know, you always tell me, Brian, what are the keys to the game? Well, Scofie was given the keys when he's getting interviewed. I can't remember the kid for Cornell who was getting interviewed, and he said, "Hey, the bottom line is we got to keep this team in front of us. We can't let them get behind us. Can't let them get behind us." And then, of course, the commentators are sitting there saying, "You know what? We can't. You know what?" Talking to Mike Schaefer, he can't let the midget chip pucks behind him. I mean, it's just interesting just to talk to, just hear the interviews because, again, that kind of tips you off a little bit.
You guys are so unlike football coaches. Yeah. You'll actually tell the keys of the game.
And they'll be the truth.
They don't say score the first touchdown?
Yeah. No, they don't.
Win the special teams battles? Yeah. Get good goaltending?
Well, Tom, now that you guys have had a chance to watch the replay of the national broadcast on ESPNU, I know a lot of people are saying the same thing. The national announcers were so hyped on Bemidji, and it was great to be able to hear them talk about the speed of this team, but I don't think anybody realized how fast Bemidji State was until after watching them Saturday night. Is that something that you saw out of your team that you expected, or were you also kind of in awe of like the speed compared to these other two big teams?
Well, here's the thing, Kelly. We have good speed, but we don't have as good a speed as they're saying. They're saying we're the quickest team in college hockey, kind of all this stuff. And the bottom line is, Orlando Alamano said it best today. We were kind of talking about our successes past weekend, and You know, what was part of the success? It was kind of a question and answer period. And Orlando goes, our anticipation. And I think Orlando's right on. If you're anticipating...
And you look fast.
You look fast, exactly, because you're one step ahead of everything. And that's what we were that night. We were one step ahead of everything. And to give our guys credit, a lot of being fast is being smart. And we played with a purpose. And I think that showed, and I think that obviously, too, accelerated that process. Now, in saying that, Matt Reed and Tyler Schofield, Chris McKelvey, these guys are a blur. And what happens when you have certain components on each line that can skate, I think, again, everybody else can feed off that a little bit.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the BSU Beavers, with us. Bert Gilling, assistant coach of the Beavers. Assistant coach Teddy Belisle is also here. R.H. Bob Peters will be here. Bob Fitzgerald will be here. Todd Canott will be here. Ryan McKelvey will be here. And Rob Sirianni will be here. Another packed show, Sports in the Round from the Ground Round. Don't forget the, I realize we're talking hockey here tonight, but I would be remiss. They've got a Bratzen beer special, of course, for Monday night. Monday night is baseball opening day.
That's right.
The Twins open up at 7 o'clock on Monday night. Come on out to the Ground Round and watch it. And here for Bemidji State University's hockey team, in honor of them, all hockey players eat chicken parmesan.
Is that the red or the white or both? I mean, that's both.
That's red.
That's red?
That's
okay.
Red chicken.
Okay.
White chicken is chicken marsala.
All right.
In Riley Wazlowski talk. The Ground Round here has renamed chicken parmesan to Beaver Parmesan Pasta. They've got a special here. It's called the Dinner of Winners. Beaver Parmesan Pasta, regularly $10.99 during the, throughout the rest of the national tournament, so this week and next week, $8.99 for Beaver Parmesan Pasta.
You can eat what they eat.
You can eat
every weekend.
You can eat what the team eats. Sports in the Round from the Ground Around. We got Beaver Fever on Mix 103.7.
Hi, this is Jeff Gordon, driver of the number 24 DuPont Pepsi Chevrolet. You know, racing sure has changed over the years. Back in the 1950s at Daytona Beach, those guys were actually racing on sand. Or the early 70s when drivers like Darrell Waltrip introduced us to a whole new aggressive style of racing. Things like that don't just happen. It takes someone with fresh ideas to come in and shake things up. So here's to change. You can't see this, but I'm lifting my Pepsi glass to the next generation of drivers, full of talent and energy who put veterans like me on notice. Remember, I used to be you. Racing is sure to change again. The only question is, who will take us there? Well, whoever you are, I'll be looking for you. Hopefully, in my rearview mirror.
Pepsi, every generation refreshes the world. This season, Pepsi Racing brings you Race Day Payday. Each week, pick the top 12 drivers. Get them right, and you'll earn the same money the winning driver does. Find out how to play in official rules at PepsiRacing.com. No purchase necessary. Promotion begins 1/26/09 and ends 12/15/09. Must be 18 or older.
First National Bank Bemidji says life is richer when you add a little extra to your IRA. Here's Jackie Williamson from First National Bank Bemidji with an IRA tip.
Keep it safe. Invest a substantial portion of your retirement savings in FDIC-insured savings accounts and certificates of deposit.
Sound financial planning from the folks at First National Bank Bemidji. Working together, we know
we can count on our friends. First National Bank of Bemidji, a partnership for generations. Member FDIC.
The BSU Beavers men's hockey team is on their way to the NCAA Frozen Four, and Safari Liquors of Cass Lake is proud to help bring you all the action live on Mix 103.7. Safari Liquors offers your favorite refreshments at low, everyday, true discount prices. Pick up everything you need to celebrate with your family and friends. Wander through the trophy room and admire the life-size exotic animal mounts. And be sure to cheer for the Beavers as they pursue a championship trophy. Safari Liquors on Highway 2 West, Cass Lake, one block off of 371.
Sparkling Waters of Bemidji is proud to sponsor broadcasts of BSU hockey and Frozen Four action on Mix 103.7. Sparkling Waters offers the best happy hour from 3 to 6 daily with half-price appetizers and drink specials. Come see the games in the Wave Lounge. From casual to upscale, dining with distinction. Sparkling Waters, looking out across the water from Lake Bemidji's South Shore. Be sure to stop by the website at Frozen Waters. Whoops, that's sparklingwatersbemidji.com. Let's cheer the Beavers together as they make history at the Frozen Four.
Now is the time to buy your next new or used vehicle at Honda of Bemidji or Bemidji Chrysler. You'll find the area's largest inventory and the largest total discounts. Plus, Bemidji Chrysler and Honda of Bemidji have extended the Trade in Your Toys promotion. Right now, you can trade in your sled, ATV, boat, almost any toy you own. for any new or used vehicle. Come shop for your next vehicle. Honda of Bemidji and Bemidji Chrysler Center. You'll like it here.
Teamwork, hard work, fundamentals. That's what makes a winning hockey team, or a winning team in any profession. Lakes Concrete Plus salutes the dedication that's propelled the BSU Beavers hockey team into the NCAA Frozen Four Championships. Good work, men. Show those Easterners what we're made of up here in the frozen north. For professional concrete pumping, block and masonry supplies, aggregate products, and septic tanks, from rocks to blocks and more, Lakes Concrete Plus has it ready to go. Highway 71 Northwest, Bemidji.
Believe it or not, warm weather's on the way, and Acme Tools is here to get you growing. Acme Tools features a great selection of lawn and garden equipment from all the major brands, like Honda, Toro, Dixie Chopper, Steel, and more. Plus, Acme Tools is a full-line Kubota dealer for northern Minnesota, and now's a great time to get your gear ready with a spring tune-up by our factory-trained service department and ask about our expert sharpening service. Only need it once? You can rent the equipment you need from Acme Rents, Highways 2 and 71 North, Bemidji.
Beaver fans, the Ground Rounds got what you like. Great food and BSU sports. Before or after the game, enjoy bar specials along with their great game-winning menu of entrees and appetizers. Also catch up on BSU athletics and Minnesota sports in general with the Sports in the Round show. Broadcast live on Mix 103.7 from the Ground Round, 6 to 8 p.m. every Wednesday night. Stop in and join the huddle or tune in wherever you are this Wednesday.
We've got what you like. Ground Round.
Schofield with a shot. Scrivens with a save. Rebound shot by Reed. That one's turned aside by Scrivens as well. Cornell to the line, not out. Adams holds. Deflected. They score! Adams from the point. Tipped in, I believe, by Matt Francis, and the Beavers have tied it at one. Alright, so Schulze's eyes weren't that good. It was not tipped in front by Matt Francis. That was Ryan Adams' goal. The tying goal, a minute 50 after Cornell had scored. Yeah. It was a big-time goal. Tom, can you talk about his play as of late? Because, I mean, here's a guy.
Hold on.
Sorry.
Okay, Teddy. Bert, trivia. What's the name of the song?
Paint It Black. Rolling Stones.
There you go, Bertski. Bert won, nice. Teddy nothing.
Teddy had a brain. Teddy had a brain part on that one.
It's my favorite Rolling Stones song. Well, that and Give Me Shelter. I like them both.
Give Me Shelter's way down there, Schulze. Come on.
Yeah, you got to go with Paint It Black.
Paint It Black's good. Give Me Shelter,
Sympathy for the Devil, I was kind of confused with right there.
Yeah.
I like the chick who just kind of wails and Give Me Shelter. In the background, I like her. That's why I like the song.
I didn't see the video, so I guess I'm sorry.
I have no idea who she is. I've never seen her. I just like that part of the song. Anyway. Ryan Adams got that goal a minute 50 after Cornell had scored. Can you just talk about his play as of late and how he has progressed here in his first season as a Beaver?
Well, he sure have been a big-time player for us the last couple of weekends, and he's made some plays that obviously allowed us to probably be in the spot that we are right now. You've got to give Ryan Adams a lot of credit. I mean, who knows what would have happened in that Robert Morris game, you know, if he doesn't get that shot through. So who knows? I mean, none of us know how the complexion of that game was going to go. And obviously that was a big goal against Cornell because, again, as a coach, you're worried because you know Cornell's. They give up two goals a game. They're fourth in the country defensively. To sit there and say that I wasn't nervous on the bench, I was. So he's made big time plays, and he has progressed. And you know what? We're very fortunate because, again, we want to try to get some depth out of our defensive core, and he's delivered.
Teddy Lyle, assistant coach of the Beavers, also with us right now, to all three of you. If I would have told you going into the Midwest Regional that Ryan Adams was going to be in the all-tournament team, you'd like your odds, don't you?
I would say.
That means we had a pretty good decor on the weekend, you know.
I think if you're going to tell us we're going to have five out of the six,
yeah,
I'd
yeah.
be feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, and I, you know, going back to that, I think it speaks to the depth of your hockey team and hockey in general that on any, not only on any given day can you guys beat somebody, but different people step up at different points. And, you know, he obviously has played defense, but comes up with two of the biggest goals of the season. Anybody can do that for you in the next couple of games.
Schulze, or Bish, you need it. You have to have other guys to step to the forefront. And, you just have to, because you take a look at a team like ours, and you know what? Again, we haven't had a ton of secondary scoring this year. Look what happens in game one. You know what? Ben Kenny gets the third. Ryan McKelvey obviously starts off. I mean, right there, there's our secondary scoring. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got two other guys delivered besides our top line, and reason we beat Notre Dame. Look at Cornell. You know, Scopey still had his two goals that particular game, but again, Ryan Adams gets his, he gets a big one right there.
Well, you're a tough team to beat. If you get to two goals from anybody but your top line, your odds are probably 95%, 99%. I mean, because
absolutely.
And speak to that top line. I mean, obviously they've come to play, but they've performed all season long for you.
You know what? They delivered, and you know what? They're a team that, or a line that has this great chemistry amongst them. They've got speed. They've got combativeness. They've got talent. They've got hockey sense. They can shoot a puck. I mean, they're multidimensional. They can beat you many different ways. And a guy like Franny's kind of like the glue on that particular line. And you know what? I can't say enough of not only what they've done, but take a look at their last six games.
Watching 75%
of your goals. 70% of our goals. I think they have 33 points, I think. I might be wrong, a point or two. But it's interesting last night watching the Cornell game. They had the last, you know, the six-game stats of those
updating,
guys.
Yeah.
It was like 33, 34 points, and that says a lot.
Well, and it says a lot because it's not like the other teams don't know about them.
No doubt.
I mean, it's no secret. And Bemidji State may be a secret to college hockey or the nation in some places, but it's no secret to those opposing coaches. They knew about them, and they still couldn't stop them.
No, there's no doubt. But you know what? College hockey, there's not a lot of secondary depth in college hockey. Again, we've said this 5,000 times this year. I even posed this question on the radio last night or two nights ago to somebody. How many teams average four goals a game in college hockey?
The guy actually knew it.
The guy knew it. That was the conference call.
How many teams average four?
And
none.
Guy knew it. One guy knew it. He said none. I said absolutely. So goals are a premium. And you know what? When you get secondary scoring, it obviously too. First team to three, you get four. It's typically lights out.
Yeah. Bert, talk a little bit about one of your other defensemen who is paired up with Ryan Adams, Kyle Hardwick, and how steady he has become. Not a flashy player, not going to go out and score 10 goals a year, but a guy who really didn't turn over the puck much, took care of the puck, got the puck out of the zone, and from my perspective anyway, did exactly what you needed him to do.
Yeah, exactly. And I look at Hardy as a kind of a coach's dream right now. And, you know, you look at him and Ryan Adams, you know, I guess on the depth chart you'd call them our fifth and sixth defensemen, and they've accepted that. And they take a lot of pride in their role. You know, their number one goal, like Ryan gets a great goal there, but his primary goal is he's a plus player. You know, that was a plus for him more so than it was a goal. And what those guys have done, they've solidified our defense corps depth. And with Hardy, you know, he's another guy who's really accepted his role on this team, and he takes it a lot of pride in it. He's very smart. He's very competitive. He keeps the game simple. He advances pucks. He competes defensively. I was telling Teddy before the weekend that our defense corps had to be warriors, and not warriors in a traditional sense that you'd think of like an NHL defense corps. They're big, strong, and brawny, and they got to pound people. That's not the identity of our D corps. Our warrior mentality for our defense corps is being the first to pucks, take hits to make a play, block shots, contest everything. And those guys kind of lead the charge with that. And you know what? And they enjoy it, which is really fun to see and coach right now. And
Teddy, can you talk, too, about another guy that was reinserted into your lineup last weekend in Ryan Kramer?
I think with Krams, he brings a little bit of stability as far as, you know what, hey, let's face it, I think our average height is 5'10", and he's a 6'2 guy that plays with energy, and you know what, I think he likes his role on the team, and he had some space and had some puck protection skills, and you know what, he can eat up minutes. He's a minute guy. You know, we can get him in the corners, and they can have the puck in the offensive zone, that line specifically, and he's a big part of that line with Ben Kinney and Shea Walters, and three Minnesota kids down there working the corners, and it really helps because that's 35, 30 seconds in zone that the other team doesn't have.
Well, and we're talking about some individual players here. You know, your Iron Man on the team is Cody Bostock, and personally, you know, I've been able to see him play a lot, and he's played a lot of games, but Saturday night, I don't know if I've seen Cody Bostock play a better game defensively versus Notre Dame. What were your thoughts of Cody's performance?
I call Cody Bostock, my nickname for him is Old School. To me, he's old school. Doesn't say a whole lot. He just shows up. You talk about a Warriors mentality. He'll get in front of any puck. He'll take the body. He'll do anything you ask. You know, you can stick a microphone in front of his face, and he might say hi, and if you can get anything else out of him, you're doing pretty good. He's not into that. He's not into fanfare. And for 4 years here, he's done everything on the ice that we've asked of him to win a hockey game. And I think that he rose up to the occasion. And Cody and I talked a little bit throughout the week, and that Cody's most effective when he's got a little energy in his legs and he plays on his toes. And I think that he did that this weekend. He's the only senior defenseman we've got. And, we got some juniors and, a sophomore, freshman. He's the leader of the D-Corps. He's the senior. I always put it on our seniors. He's leading the D-Corps. He sets the stage for everybody. He's a calming influence on the ice. And, geez, even near the end, he had a Charlie horse in about the last 6 minutes of that game on Sunday. And he couldn't even walk in the hallway. And he's smashing his stick, and he's punching the wall. He's so mad they can't get out in the ice. He comes back to the bench, and I'm looking at him and just said, he can't even walk. There's no way I'm putting him out there. And sure enough, I turned to my left, and there's a line change, and I turned back to my right. Well, who was on the ice? Cody Bostock. You know, if I had a fishing pole, I would have hooked him in and reeled him back in. But that's the mentality. He is a warrior. He's a warrior, and I was very happy for him, and he's a big part of the reason why we played so well defensively this weekend.
Another guy that helps the cause, obviously, is Matt Dalton, and you guys didn't give up a ton of grade-A scoring chances in either game, but the one save that really sticks out to me on the weekend was with 2 or 3 minutes left in the Cornell game. Really, the game is over at that point. Puck all of a sudden comes to his left. He's maybe a little out of position, but he's over on the right post. And all of a sudden, a sprawling save. He just sticks his glove hand out and, boom, makes a save. And you're like, yeah, you're not scoring against me. Goalie's got to have that mentality. But, Tommy, you've said it all year as your goaltender has played. So have you guys. And obviously, you got a good one at this point of the year.
Well, there's no doubt. You're not going to advance as far as we have right now with average goaltending. And mostly, you're not going to get through a regional with average goaltending. And you know what? Adults was good. Was he great? I don't know if he had to be great because, again, our team was good and we did things defensively. We really kept Notre Dame to the perimeter. But that save against you, right, that save, he had to tell you more than that glove save with 2.5 to go. He made some big saves in that Cornell game, too. I mean, there's a chance we could have been down early, even by 2 goals. And he was a stud back there. And you have to have it. If you don't get goaltending, there's no way you're not only going to get to a Frozen Four, you can't win a Frozen Four.
Well, you guys obviously follow hockey no matter what, and there was a lot of crazy hockey last weekend. Great for the
sport.
A lot.
Every game.
Well, that's just it. But so the first day before you guys play, the 2 number 4s win the hockey game. Did that do anything as far as, look, this can happen, we can do this too? Or anybody watching that stuff?
I don't look at that. I think that's just a bunch of junk. And that's a disrespectful.
I was nervous.
I think it's disrespectful to college hockey in depth. We know we play this every game, every weekend. We know, hey, Miami's a number 4 seed. Miami's a pretty good hockey team. Mm-hmm. That's a number 4 seed. So I don't know. I just look at things a little differently right there. Air Force handed us our lunch in October, and I don't know if we faced a better team this year. They're a number 4 seed. I mean, Ohio State. They might be, you took it to them pretty good. I understand that. But, that's your number 4 seed.
Right.
And you know what? We know we're pretty good. You guys know we're pretty good. So I think in saying that, we all know what's capable of happening in college hockey. And I don't buy this number 4 seed. It's equivalent to a number 64 or
right,
whatever the stuff is. I just think it's just good media banter. But you know what? We didn't need Miami to win. We didn't need Air Force to beat Michigan, I think, to realize that. We can win, or a number 4 seed can win, is all I'm saying, Biz.
Right, but the craziness of that weekend, were you able to? Because obviously you got the task at hand, but were you aware of what was going on with all those crazy finishes?
Well, of course. We follow that stuff as religiously as anybody else. I mean, we're hockey nuts.
I mean, you'd seen anything like it, that Duluth game, where they scored the 2 goals in the 0.8 seconds, and you think, boy, I've seen everything now. And then you get the 0.3 game where they score and go into overtime.
Which one was that? Was that the New Hampshire game?
North Dakota.
Well, I know it's interesting that that Princeton-Duluth game, I called Bob Motzko. I don't know what time it was, 10:15, 10:30, 11, that doesn't matter. But, I called Bobby and said, Bobby, what's the score in the game? He goes 4-2, minute and a half to go. Dogs are dead. I said, okay. Grabbed my clicker, turned off the TV, hit my pillow, woke up in the morning, and looked at my phone right away, and here's Doug Life. He goes, Duluth ties it with 0.08 seconds to go. That's all he said. And obviously, I'm saying to myself, Duluth had to win that sucker in overtime, and of course they did.
Yeah, both teams who ended up tying it at the end ended up winning. Yeah.
It was certainly a crazy weekend, and can you guys just talk about the fans that were there and the fans that met you guys at the airport and what that does for a group of guys who's sweat and bled all year?
I think it's special. I think playing in this town and going all the way to Grand Rapids, and I don't know how many hours it is to get there. I never made that ride.
About 14. You're driving.
Well, there you go. And I think I got a heavy foot, so I can maybe be doing 13 and a half. So. But you know what? I think that to have them travel that distance and to see some of the students out there and you know what? Bert made the reference earlier that they're like celebrities a little bit. They had, you know, beaver pelts on their arms, and people are asking what the heck those were. And you know what? To be there and to have a good fan section and a fan section that was boisterous and. You know what? It means a lot to our guys, and they saluted them right after the actually both wins there. And
not the
well
sixth salute was cool.
You know what? It's great, and it shows you the appreciation. It's always nice to know that someone is there rooting you on, someone cares. And I tell you what, I didn't know coming into town that there's going to be that many people out at the airport. And when the doors opened, it was a special moment. And I don't know if any of the guys figured they'd be coming either. So it was neat. It was special. It was something that I don't think I'll forget, and I don't believe that they will either.
Kel was here at the ground round, and President Quiskard was here and got on the overhead speakers and said the plane's coming in at 1:30. We should all be out there. So I kind of anticipated there were going to be a few people out there. I didn't anticipate that many.
Yeah.
That many. Teddy, you played here. Tom, you played here. You've coached here long enough. Bert, you've coached here long enough. This is a really unfair question, but I'm sorry. People are asking it. Where does last weekend stack up in the 50-plus years of BSU hockey history?
I'll answer that. Number one. And you know why I'm saying that? It came from Bob Peters. And you know what? That 31-0 game special. You know what? I had the opportunity of winning that game against RIT in 86 when we tied it up with 3 seconds to go and beat them in overtime when they were 8-2 against Division I teams that year. And then you have those set 79 group, which is so special. Gibby as a senior and Tommy Havlin, Scotty Curry and those guys. And then, of course, you have those 4 years in 67-71, four straight years with NAIA championships. They're all special, but I think if you take a look at something right now, and again, I'm not being critical or biased or anything like that, what we accomplished and the timing of this, and you got to remember, guys, the timing of this. There's a lot going on right now. We don't have to get into what's going on.
Fans know.
Yeah, most of our listeners are aware of those.
What's going on and what we've been through as a staff, our players, as alumni, as a community, as a region. You know what, guys? That's why I'm saying this ranks right up there. If things were smooth sailing all along and this happened, I don't know if we can sit there and say that was bigger than something that happened at the small college level, because that wouldn't be fair. But I go, in lieu of all what's happened, this is it's huge. And, I mean, you couldn't write a better script.
Yeah. Nope.
Throw it out.
As the saying says, the producer would throw in the garbage and say this could never happen.
Yeah.
Tom Ceratori, Bert Gilling, Ted Belaya with us tonight here on another special edition of Sports in the Round. Bob Fitzgerald will be here at the top of the hour, as will R.H. Bob Peters. That's just the start of hour number two. We'll finish things up with these three when we come back. Sports in the Round from the Ground Round, Mix 103.7.
Local customer service sure has a nice ring to it, and with good reason. It's nice to know you have a place to turn to get the help you need. Paul Bunyan Telephone is right here, providing the latest in technology at an affordable rate. Digital television, high-speed internet, telephone, all with local customer service. Whether you call us, email us, or stop in, you'll be helped locally, not from some call center hundreds of miles away. Make the switch. Choose Paul Bunyan Telephone. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions apply.
Bank Forward is your bank moving forward, and the BSU Beavers are your hockey team moving forward to the NCAA Frozen Four Championships. It's a great honor for our whole community to be part of BSU's dream season. And Bank Forward is honored to be part of this Beaver broadcast. From checking to saving and lending to comprehensive investment and insurance services, Bank Forward brings together all the tools you need to move forward with your dreams. Bank Forward, your bank moving forward.
Spring is coming to Corner Sports, and with that comes some of the greatest deals in history. Now, with all that's happening in this world, we've made a special purchase of select Lund boats powered by Mercury Outboards to pass on some incredible deals to you. With special financing and great rates, we have never been able to offer anything like this before. Hurry in and check out 2007, 2008, and 2009 Lund and Mercury Outboard packages before they're all gone. See these savings today. Get to Corner Sports, just 1.5 miles north of the airport in Bemidji.
The BSU Beavers are the best. Congratulations to our Hockey Beavers on a great season from the Made Right Cafe. When you're genuinely hungry for some home-style tasty comfort food, don't take a chance on the cooking somewhere else. Come to the legendary Made Right Cafe at 16th and Bemidji Avenue. Try the famous Made Right sandwich or any of their great sandwiches and entrees, plus delicious homemade desserts. Enjoy the taste of a legend at the Made Right Cafe. Sponsoring the legend-making accomplishments of the BSU Beavers, broadcast on Mix 103.7. Teamwork. That's what it takes to play in the NCAA Frozen Four tournament. It's every member of the team, from the coaches and players to the trainers and managers. Everyone must be on their best game. This year, we've seen great teamwork out of our Bemidji State University men's hockey program. Coach Tom Ceratori has offered guidance to the team, allowing them to become one of the best collegiate hockey teams in the nation. The team at Krauss-Anderson Construction would like to congratulate the BSU Beavers men's hockey team on all of their accomplishments this year and wish them the best during the Frozen Four tournament.
West's Plumbing and Heating is proud to support Mix 103.7's broadcast of the BSU Beavers hockey team in the Frozen Four tournament. West's Plumbing and Heating stands for quality work, so they know quality teamwork when they see it. And our Beavers are top quality all the way. When you need the highest quality plumbing, heating, or septic work for your home or business, call West's Plumbing at 751-9710. Everything you want in a plumber and more.
West's Plumbing, you get the job done right.
Of BSU Beaver Sports. Bud Light and the Anheuser-Busch family of beers are proud to sponsor BSU hockey and other sports broadcasting on this station. Put on your green and white and cheer for Bemidji State. Also enjoy quality refreshment with Budweiser, Bud Light, and Michelob Golden Draft Light. Remember, Beaver fans, when you party, drink in moderation and don't drink and drive. The Anheuser-Busch family of beers proud to stand and cheer for the fine athletes who wear the green and white for Bemidji State University.
Have you been wondering what to do with that collection of gold jewelry you're not wearing? Hello, this is Dale at Ken K. Thompson Jewelry. And during our gold trade-in sale, you can unlock the true value of your gold by trading it in, like cash, at Ken K. Thompson Jewelry. Or recycle and create that special custom piece with the help of our two full-time goldsmiths right here. With sale prices store-wide, only at Ken K. Thompson Jewelry. Plus, wouldn't you rather say it came from Ken K. Thompson Jewelry?
You're listening to Sports in the Round, live from the Round on your Beaver Station.
Mix 103.7.
Gilson brings it into the offensive zone, thrown towards Dalton, makes a save, rebound, poke check free by Matt Dalton, towards the right corner, picked up now by Matt Reed. Reed, tape to Schofield, Schofield left circle, shoot, goal!
Teddy's all ready to guess the song.
I mean, no, what band?
We're challenging the old man here.
Oh, all right.
You got the band, Tom?
Guns N' Roses, isn't it?
No.
No. Jeez. No, don't say it.
Oh, even I
know. I know the song title, and I know the band.
You should know this one, Aaron.
I will know it.
You got even.
It's in your wheelhouse.
Can we give you a hint?
Nope. Really use
we're,
an arrow
we're not
bar
that
right
old,
now.
Tom. You got to get this.
Or it's Aerosmith. Isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. All right.
This isn't 80s Aerosmith, though, is it?
Best
year. No, this is early 90s. Yeah, yeah, okay, there you go.
Yeah, this is an 80s Aerosmith. That
no.
Is, you know, so give me a break, Teddy. I told you.
No, I knew it was in your wheelhouse. I had faith in you.
After 1988.
If you ever wonder what it's like on the road with this team, this is it. Tom Ceratori, Bert Gilling, Ted Belisle with us. The BSU Beavers onto the Frozen Four, everyone. Game can be heard right here on Mix 103.7 next Thursday, 4 p.m. against Miami of Ohio. And I need to tell the listener something. I'm aware of the fact that it was really hard to watch the game and listen to the radio at the same time because the audio and the video didn't match up. We're taking steps to rectify that for next Thursday. So you will be able to watch the game and turn on your radio at the same time.
So it was a foreign movie, you're saying?
It was even worse than that, yeah.
It was about 10 seconds off. They'd score, and then
you mean it wasn't a second and a half?
You just no. wait for Schulze.
It wasn't a Bruce Lee second and a half.
So Bryant's anticipation wasn't as good as ours that weekend.
Yeah. BSU onto the Frozen Four. I mean, that just says enough. But we've hinted a little bit about what's going on Friday with the rally. And can you guys just instruct everyone as to how important it is to show some support, not only at the groundbreaking, but also at that rally at M100 at 5 o'clock?
I think you've said it, Schulze. I think it's a must, and we want to make sure. I think there's a couple different areas that we want to try to hit. One is, I think it's kind of a combination of a send-off for our team a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And
which wasn't in the plan originally.
Which wasn't in the plan, and congratulations to our team. And I was worried if we weren't going to make it, how am I going to get my whole team there? How many guys want to go home for the weekend? But so we're going to have our team there, but most importantly with the site visit with Bruce McLeod, commissioner of the WCHA, and Sue Geno, faculty representative at the University of North Dakota, are going to be doing a site visit, and obviously we have the groundbreaking ceremony at 11:30 on the South Shore. It's a big deal, and I think we just want to make sure people realize that we are a player. We know we're a player, but let's make sure we show people we're a player in college hockey.
I know how much you love the internet, Tom. There were some posts on the message boards throughout the college hockey internet world that said, after you guys beat Notre Dame, all right, let's just let BSU in already because what's the point of even having this conversation anymore? Does what you guys did last weekend have any bearing on what's going to happen the end of April?
I don't think so. I don't. I think as much as you like to sit there and say it does, I think there's a lot of different variables that have to go into to this. And first of all, we had a pretty good resume going in.
Right.
And I want to sit there and make that clear. I've said that about 10 different times in the last 3 or 4 days. Our resume was pretty good. We didn't need to validate our resume by going to the Frozen Four. In my eyes now, but I'm biased. In my eyes, we didn't have to validate it by going to the Frozen Four. You know, to somebody else, did we? I don't know. But I don't think we need to use that as inspiration to allow Bemidji State by going into the WCHA.
It may not help, but it certainly isn't going to hurt.
No question.
Bert, you played in the WCHA. You see Bemidji State play all the time. You see not only how they play against WCHA schools, but you coach here and you know the product. It's a natural fit, isn't it? And I realize that you're biased, but it's a natural fit, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, you can't predict and read the minds of the people that ultimately are making the decision. And there's a lot more to the decision-making process, I'm sure, than, you know, just what are we getting done on the ice right now, too. So, I mean, that's the uncontrollable. You don't know when whoever gets in a room around a table and Florida, wherever, whenever they decide to make this decision, you can't predict or know what things are going to come up in that conversation. And we certainly, it's in their hands, and I agree with Tom. This program and what we've done just adds to the magic of the program's history. And I kept saying that to Tom and stuff. There's just something special about this program. What you witnessed last weekend was just another chapter in the unbelievable magical history of the Bemidji State Hockey Program. And hopefully we can add another chapter to that next week as well.
Well, and when you talk about these off-the-ice influences, I know obviously as you guys as coaches involved in the process, but you guys do a great job, I think, in buffering the players from it. And their focus has to be on the ice. But for you guys, I mean, it's just another added stress given all of what's happened. But this year you've kind of seen the work kind of all kind of coming together with the event center, the election, the event center being approved and groundbreaking obviously on Friday. That's going to get built as well as the opportunity.
Is it really going to get built? I've been asked that too.
I'm bringing my shovel.
Yeah.
I got a backhoe somewhere.
Hey, I got a hard hat at home.
Yeah.
Beaver staff is ready.
Might want to bring your shovel anyway too. Clear off to get to the ground, but that thing's getting built. They are
snow shovel, not digging shovel.
If I'm not mistaken, what, $40 million in bonds? We had the mayor on the week after it was officially, and that's what my question was. Are you sure? I mean, how many times has it not been
April
done?
April 3rd? Or are you kidding? We're going to actually have a groundbreaking and. Oh, yeah, are we done? For sure?
Unless you wanted to give back $40 million.
Exactly.
This thing's getting built. So, but it's kind of all kind of come together here, and this is just kind of icing on the cake. The fact that your team has obviously performed and gotten to the Frozen Four, but it's been a process. So how have you guys handled that?
You know, and I think you guys hit it on the head. We tried to shield our players away from the topic of the WCHA, the event center. I mean, they were involved definitely, you know what, as far as promoting the event center and whatnot, but I just think again to try to get young kids involved, and they're not kids. I shouldn't say that young men involved in this. But again, the biggest thing they're worried about is again what they're going to have for supper tonight, and to involve them with this, with all this, you know, all this political banter isn't fair to them, and we need to shield their focus away from this and concentrate on hockey and school and just being a college kid, and I think we've done a pretty good job of that. And quite honestly, there's a lot of things I haven't told Bert and Ted either, because I don't think they need to know. Because, you know what? Once in a while, I go in their office and tell them a little bit about my frustration about some of the. And again, we're saying process way too much here, guys. By the way, the
process.
Exactly.
It's a good process.
The process.
You know,
there's a couple of Canucks here. Process.
We're saying process way too much, guys. We got to sit there and we got to go the Canadian lingo now. The process of this is you know what. If you want to sit there, we could write a great book about this. As a matter of fact,
it's been 15 years.
Oh, it's just, I mean, it's, as one of my buddies would say, and I don't want to mention his name, it's like it's been Groundhog Day for 3 years, you know?
It has.
That's a good analogy.
And, you know, we could write a great book. So I don't even want to bore Bert and Teddy with 90% of what's going on, and I don't. I just bore them with the 10% of the stuff I think I should convey to them.
Speaking of these two guys, and we're about done with the first hour here and got a busy second hour, so we're going to kick you guys loose. But, Tom, I'm going to give you the opportunity to tell the listeners what kind of a job these two guys do, because head coach gets all the praise and all the flack. The assistant coaches get none of either one. So how important are these two guys?
These guys are great coaches. They're great guys, and I feel I've got the best staff in college hockey, and I'm not saying that because they're sitting here. I can't believe he's doing that. He's wired. I can't believe he did that.
The preacher's going right now.
No question. Hold on. If everybody were, I'm watching my brother, you know, rock and roll right here on TV. So get this guy's
ready. Replaying the Michigan game and his pregame speech. So
there's only one bleep too. That's great.
they allowed flipping on the other one.
Frankly, I hope you're not listening online right now. But Bert and Teddy, I mean, we've got good chemistry, and I've got two great guys. And you know what? Situationally, you know, I have Teddy with the forwards, Bert with the D. It's almost like a football staff to a certain degree where, and I think we've gotten that way, hockey in general, where it is situational, and you want to make sure, you know, guys have their roles as a coaching staff, and they do their thing. And I've got guys I'm totally confident in. It's like today. I didn't have anything to do with practice. At Teddy, do practice. You know what? He doesn't need to even ask me, what do you want me to do? We kind of know. And it was interesting today. We're also in we had a staff meeting. And I was sitting next to Jeff Tesh in a staff meeting. And I can't even remember what it was. You guys might even remember. And I went over to Bert or Teddy and said something. And the bottom line is, it's like half the time, a lot of the things that you have to do during the day, I don't even know anymore. Oh, it's during the National Letter of Intent.
It was
the NLIs.
Yeah.
It's the NLI week, and I go over to Teddy, and I didn't realize it was the National Letter of Intent week. I said, Teddy, are we on top of that? He goes, oh, yeah, I'm on top. You know what I mean? It's already being done. Like, you know what? I don't really know. In other words, we have our niche. They know their roles. They know we have such good chemistry amongst each other. And you just let them go. Well, you know what? We're at the point now where it's, you know what? I let them go. I don't coach them or teach them. Exactly. That we all know our strengths and we all know our weaknesses. And I think a lot of my weaknesses are their strengths. And I think that helps too. And, you know, as a coach, I know my weaknesses and I know my strengths. And I just think you have to know that. You can't let your ego get in your way. And I've got two guys that, you know what, feed off me very well. And it's not easy being an assistant coach at times because you would do things different. I remember when I was an assistant coach, there's things I would do different, but... You know what? It's just it is what it is. and we say that a lot. It is what it is, but you know what? They've done a great job, and again, they're instrumental in the success of this program. There's no way we would be here without Bert or Teddy. No way.
Well, I know that the listeners appreciate your openness for me in being able to bring the listeners to an extent into your program. So your accessibility and your team, I know that it's appreciated. To all three of you, congratulations on last weekend. And, let's have a good trip out to D.C. Thank you much.
Thanks guys.
Tom Cerutori, Bert Gilling, Ted Belisle with us tonight here on Sports in the Round, a special Frozen Four edition of Sports in the Round. Fitzy, a member of the undefeated team of 83-84. Bob Fitzgerald, when we come back, Sports in the Round from the Ground Round, Mix 103.7.
One goal can make all the difference. Great North Heating and Air Conditioning is proud to support live broadcasts of the BSU Beavers hockey action at the Frozen Four on Mix 103.7. Go Beavers! Get the game winner! If heating costs did a power play on you this winter, replace your old furnace with a new Amana High Efficiency Furnace installed by Great North, your authorized Amana dealer, and one of the most affordable contractors in Bemidji. Call your game winner today, Great North Heating and Air Conditioning on Hanna Avenue, 333-3804.
The Paul Bunyan Mall and all its member merchants are proud to stand behind the efforts of our Bemidji State Beavers as they pursue the National Hockey Championship. When the final buzzer sounds, what really counts is the teamwork, camaraderie, and sportsmanship that shapes the character of each individual. The Paul Bunyan Mall is a team effort by many merchants to bring you a successful retail experience with indoor shopping comfort, wide selection, and savings opportunities. Now teaming with Mix 103.7 to bring you all the Beaver playoff action.
If you love Polaris ATVs and side-by-side, now's the time to pull the trigger on your new machine at the Bemidji Sports Center. Right now, get up to $1,000 in rebates on a Polaris during the Polaris XP event. That's 1,000 big ones, plus great available financing on select 2008 Rangers, Sportsman, and more. Great deals on 2009. Extreme performance, extreme deals. The Polaris XP event. Stop in today. Visit the Sports Center this Friday and Saturday for even more during the Polaris Open House. Visit with factory reps Friday and Saturday, plus demo rides on your favorite Polaris ATVs and side-by-side. Enter for door prizes and save during the Polaris XP sales event going on now with even more fun plus savings at the Polaris Open House this weekend. Offers end April 30th. Rebates vary by model. See participating dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. For safety and training information, see the Bemidji Sports Center or call 1-800-342-3764. The Polaris Ranger General Purpose Off-Road Utility Vehicle is not intended for and may not be registered for on-road use.
The bill piling on table. The computer sitting on table. The fake fruit resting upon table. The cat sleeping on table. The throw a blanket over it and look, it's a fort table. The where we display grandma's doilies table. The empty room and the what are we supposed to do on that table table. The dining room table.
Here you go. Don't spill your Coke, honey.
Used the way it was intended to be used. The Coke side of family.
The refreshing sound of a just opened bottle of Coke. More effective than the world's loudest dinner bell. Nothing brings families together like warm moments inspired by the frosty goodness of an ice-cold Coke. So head out and grab some refreshing Coca-Cola to serve with your next meal and experience the Coke side of family.
Breaking news. There's a flood on the upper Mississippi. A flood tide of cheers and a groundswell of support for the Bemidji State Beavers as the men's hockey team skates in the NCAA Frozen Four Championship. The Bemidji Chamber of Commerce is proud to stand alongside the whole community as the Beavers represent the first city on the Mississippi in our nation's capital.
Take the puck to the net, Beavers.
Live broadcast of the BSU Frozen Four games on Mix 103.7. Sponsored in part by the Bemidji Chamber of Commerce. Tune in and support our Beavers.
This just in from Keith's Pizza. The famous Keith's Pizza all-you-can-eat lunch buffet isn't just Fridays anymore. It's every Monday through Friday. All-you-can-eat pizza, chicken, salad bar, and beverage, one great price, every Monday through Friday. Keith's Pizza South in Nymore, 444-7940. Hungry for lunch, but maybe not for a whole pizza? Come to Keith's Pizza North for pizza by the slice. Specialty slices every day. Get the best pizza in the Northland by the slice at Keith's Pizza North by the Paul Bunyan Mall, Bemidji, 444-7941.
Galley Furniture's been serving the Northland for over 68 years, and they've never seen anything as remarkable as the Beavers run to the NCAA Frozen Four. When you want to put a strong finish to your decorating or remodeling plans, come to Galley Furniture for the selection and savings you need to create a winning look. Furniture, flooring, appliances, and accessories. Galley Furniture in Bagley, a family tradition of furnishings for life.
Galley Furniture, a family tradition of furnishings for life.
Hi, this is Phil Bracoda from Deerwood Bank in Bemidji. All of us here at Deerwood Bank wish the Bemidji State Beaver hockey team all the best at the National Collegiate Hockey Tournament. Here's to teamwork. Here's to anticipating the next move. Here's to making history. Most importantly, here's to a great season, Bemidji State. You make us all very proud. Phil Bracoda and Deerwood Bank, member FDIC and the bank with all the answers.
As a long-standing member of Beaver Pride, Dick's Northside is proud to help support Mix 103.7, broadcast the BSU men's hockey games from the Frozen Four tournament in Washington, D.C. Be sure to listen and cheer for our Beavers. Dick's Northside is also proud of their ASE-certified mechanics. If you need any repairs or service on your vehicle, bring it to Dick's Northside. Get fast, dependable auto service and a new set of Cooper tires from Dick's Northside. Locally owned, Dick's Northside, junction of Bemidji Avenue and Paul Bunyan Drive, Northwest.
And Reed will go give chase. Now Reed runs into a stick, got tripped up. Schofield forechecking, steals the puck for a moment by Greening. Now Reed has it, sends a bouncing puck down low. Bemidji State's forecheck is very aggressive right now. Ross back behind the goal. Schofield stops out on top of the crease. Now retreats to the hash marks between the circles. Ross comes out in front of the goal, fires it ahead, picked off by Matt Francis. Francis right back into the offensive zone with it. Chops it towards the goal. Taylor Davenport will block and fire it around to the far side wall. Michael Kennedy cannot get it out of the zone. Here comes Ben Kinney on the forecheck. Kinney carries down low. Feeds it up front. Shoots. Scores! Kinney with the initial shot. Bemidji State leads by two. What a forecheck by the Beavs! 10:30 left in the third. Bemidji State by a deuce.
Well, if I could walk on water.
Back at the Ground Round Sports in the Round.
That was, Eddie Money.
Yes. That was by far the best forecheck I had seen out of that team this year, by the way, on that particular instance.
It was amazing. It was a line change. Kenny jumped off the bench. Wasn't he coming off the bench on a line change?
And we had six men on the ice for like 38 seconds. So what? Refs don't have good eyes.
You're not supposed to give away those secrets.
Whatever. That's our secret all year. You know what? We have the invisible six man, Kelly.
That's why they think you're so fast.
Exactly.
Bob Fitzgerald, a member of the undefeated team of 83-84, joining us here on Sports of the Round is, again, Mix 103.7 has Beaver Fever, and we get you ready for the Frozen Four next week. Fitzy, welcome to the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. Congratulations, Coach Sartori and the team. Fantastic.
As a former player, as an alum of this university, what does last week mean to you?
Oh, man. Best way I can explain it, we had some people over to our house on Saturday night watching the Notre Dame game, and one of those people was Scott Johnson, another alum and one of the 50 greats here. Mm-hmm. End of the game, we just looked at each other and went, wow. I mean, it was just unbelievable, just fantastic. And what it means for the program, I can't even explain. And this is like nothing else that's happened at Bemidji State, especially Beaver hockey. I mean, there's been a lot of milestones, but right now this is the biggest, no doubt, no question.
Well, and you were a part of that 31-0 team, Fitzy, and I mean, tell the fans a little bit about that, what that personal experience was like. I know it's been a few years now, but
a few 25 that's not quite a century.
But the memories are still there, are they not? I mean, this team is making memories that we're going to be talking about 25 years
from now.
You know,
that's a fantastic point there, Biss, on that end of it. That's really what kind of came back to a lot of us. I can't tell you how many emails, text messages I got when we were all watching these guys, you know, all together, but from different communities.
Yeah.
You know, I got calls from San Antonio, Texas, from down in the cities, from out west. You know, it's just fantastic. And that's exactly right on. You know, the memories of these things that start to happen, these guys.
These
for
guys
years.
Bring back your memories, right? You can remember that.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Yeah.
So, Bob, I know you were part of the original group of people that were kind of helping to get the event center rolling. I know we had interviewed you during a game, what, 2-3 years ago? It's been a long time. What do you think this means, this Frozen Four appearance by Bemidji State means for that? It's kind of, you know, kind of the icing on the cake, isn't it?
Well, I think what it means for the, it's just another step in the development of the program and bringing it to another level, quite frankly. You know, we started back in the 60s in the NAIA, and prior to that, obviously, in the 40s and 50s, then the NCAA 2, NCAA 3, back to 2. And this takes everything to another level. You know, winning the conference championships, then advancing to the NCAA tournament, now to the Frozen Four, moving into the event center, everything, you know, the opportunity to hopefully be in the WCHA. It's just another step along the way of building the program, and I've got to give kudos to the guy to my right here, Tom Ceratori, for the job he's done. It's just been unbelievable. Very proud to call him a friend. Matter of fact, old roommate at one time.
Exactly.
Well, you're a roommate with everybody, don't you?
We won't talk about that.
Yeah, officially, let's
we
got
right there. We'll drop that. But as far as what it means for the event center and all of that, I think it's all part of a culmination of just taking the entire program to another level.
Bob, let's talk a little bit about your time here. And, I mean, obviously, to go undefeated, I'm not sure it's ever going to happen in college hockey again. You never say never, but can you just talk about how nerve-wracking that was? You know, as, all right, the first 10 wins, then you're 20-0. Now you're 25-0, and now you're hosting, or now you're playing in a national tournament for 31 in a row. Can you just talk about the progression of how nerve-wracking that was?
I think Tom would attest to this with his guys, you know, right now when they're talking about it. I mean, it's an old cliche, but you take one game at a time. But we never talked about it until, I guess we never even realized it until I think it was the last maybe series of the regular season when RH talked about it a little bit. But the focus was totally on winning games and winning championships, just like Tom has preached to his guys, and just like they're doing right now. I mean, that's the bottom line. You focus on the task at hand. And at the end of it, we all kind of looked at each other and went, wow, you know, did we really do that? And I think that's somewhat of where these guys are at right now, too, is that, you know, they'll look back several years from now or several months from now, they'll look back and go, God, we really did some really neat things there.
Man, I'm drawing a blank in my media guide's way over there. Who are your two goalies that year?
Mark Liska and Galen Nagel.
All right. I remembered Galen. I couldn't remember Mark. RH has told me stories of that year, and he says, you know what? Mark was probably the quote-unquote better goalie at that time, but I was splitting those two guys because Galen earned a chance, and all of a sudden you win one game with Mark and you win one game with Galen, and back and forth and back and forth, and they split every game. And it was Galen Nagel's turn for 31. And, RH just told me, you know, everybody on that team said, all right, Mark's probably the better goalie, but this is what we've been doing. Can you just talk about how tight-knit of a team that was? Because obviously, just in a goalie situation, each guy wants to play. But they realize what's best for the team, and talk about the camaraderie.
Well, I think that the best way to put it is the camaraderie. Anytime you come together and you're winning games and winning a number of games, especially winning championships such as the team is doing right now, it's a tight-knit group. You know, maybe not so much always off the ice, but once you get on the ice and once you're in that locker room, it just seems to gel. But then, you know, you're bringing all these different personalities, all these different characters together, you know. And let's be frank about it. It didn't hurt that we had, you know, guys like Joel Otto and Dre Bradley and Mike Alexander. You know, and people asked me about that, and they said, well, God, yeah, you had Otts. You were for sure to win. I said, yeah, hell, I carried Otts for 4 years. I carried his sticks. I carried his bag. I carried everything while I carried because he didn't want him getting hurt, you know.
So much love on a hockey team, isn't there?
Yeah, it never ends. All these years later, and you guys are still in great contact, correct? I mean, I'm assuming, like, of the fraternity here, it goes deep, and everybody's got their eye on the current Beavers.
Well, I think what the biggest thing was, you know, even though the guys you didn't necessarily stay in contact with all the time, when something like this happens, it does bring those memories back.
and you start getting the phone calls and the emails and the text messages, and you call the guys up and you talk to them, and it's like you're picking up right where you left off, eh? And it's really neat.
Eh?
It's really neat. Yeah, from a boy from Thief River Falls, Minnesota.
Close enough, right?
You know,
reconnecting.
Yeah, exactly. You're reconnected, and it's quite amazing. You know, Tom knows this quote probably as well as anybody. As RH always said, you know, teams will come and go, but champions will walk together forever. Mm-hmm. You know, not only in the annals of the media guide or something like that, or of college hockey history, but you truly do. And I think one of those things is, and Tom's been instrumental in this as well, is perpetuating the growth of the Galen-Nagel Golf Tournament. Mm-hmm. It's grown into so much more than just a scholarship golf tournament to help. Wouldn't you say, Tom?
It's
become almost a reunion.
It is, isn't it? I mean, it's a who's who of BSU college hockey every year.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, too, also, you guys are talking about reconnecting. What's so special about our little run right now? And you know what, guys? When it really boils down to...
Little run?
Well, you know, yeah, I'll tell you right now, though. But it's interesting. That was 24-hour period last weekend.
True.
What a great 24-hour period. Think about that.
Yeah.
That's all it was 24 hours.
Yeah.
And that run. But what is amazing, Fitzy hit it on the head, the word reconnecting. You're talking about reconnecting. You know, guys from his era, my era, you know, when this happens, obviously, you know what, you flash back 20-some years. But, I mean, more than that, we reconnect from the text messages, the emails. I even had a kid I graduated with who played youth hockey with me, who then never made the high school team, emailing me. Somebody I haven't talked to in 25, 26, 27 years, just through an email, you know, seeing this. And I think it's so special. I had an email today from a girl. When we won it in 86, she was on the Red Line Swingers. She's a second grade teacher in Maui. And
that's
6 hours. Yeah,
wow.
Six hour time difference. And she goes, "You don't know me, but I remember you, and you played for Coach Peters, and I was on the Red Line Swingers, and how, you know what, you brought me back to college and the excitement and the pride." And you know what? That's what it's all about. And I tell our guys that. I go, "It's not about us. It's not about me. It's not about Bert, not about Teddy, it's not about you. It's about the 180 people at the airport. It's about Fitzy
Absolutely.
Right here. It's about, look at the smile on everybody's face
yeah.
right here."
Yep.
I mean, that's what it's about, is bringing a community together, the excitement that they're sharing, and it's called ownership in the program. And you know what? When you can do something like this, it's so special, because that's what it's about, seeing somebody else benefit from what you're doing.
Well, Tom, I got to say this, because Brian's been giving me such a bad time. Because at home... As giddy as a schoolgirl...
I haven't been a good husband.
Schultz, we got to stop it. My left ear to my right ear is just going bonkers right now, this connection right here.
But I graduate from BSU this spring. After finally going back to school, it's taken me 2 years to finish my four-year degree. Well, I started out at the U of M. I started out as a Gopher.
That's all right, Cal.
I started out as a Gopher fan.
Yeah, you started out where?
Kato.
Okay. We're on the same page. We came to Bemidji 5 years ago, and ever since then, I've been a Beaver hockey fan. And last weekend, I was down at my parents', and I told my dad, I said, my senior year of college, my team is going to the NCAA regional. Now I can say they're going to the Frozen Four. And I was like... as giddy as a schoolgirl, going like this. I'm an old college senior.
It's pride, though, Kelly. Kelly.
I am so proud of this team, and I'm so proud to be a Bemidji State alum soon and a Beaver hockey fan right now.
You know, I'll cut her a little slack. In the media world, it turns my stomach when announcers say "we," and "us." I'm just the radio announcer. I have nothing to do with what's happening on the ice. My job is to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Here she is on this show, but yet she is also a student. So it is a little hard for her, because she is a them and a we, because she is also a student as
it's
well.
It's ownership, Schultz.
Yeah. Everybody's got it.
You know what? You can say we and us. I disagree with you there, Schultz. I mean, you want to be professional enough to separate we, and I understand that from your job, but you know what? You live in Bemidji. You're part of the community, and it's hard not to sit there and say that, because, again, I have no problem with anybody saying that, because I think when they say us and we, that's special. Mm-hmm. That's special that they actually feel that they are part of the program, because I want them to feel part of the program.
Well, and so many people are, and they won't toot their own horn, but I'm not a full-time employee of the radio station. I've been fortunate enough from day one of Division I hockey to be a part of the broadcast team, But when they won, my thoughts go to Brian, of course, who's been along for all three. This was the missing link, apparently, if you're superstitious, right here, because
three of the last 5 years
he shows
been
up.
Here.
But I think back to Don Knight, who was the first play-by-play announcer in the Division I era with me, and Shawn Michaels, who I happened to watch Sunday night's game with, and it just brings that back. I mean, yeah. It just brings all of that back. And everybody has some ownership in it. Yeah, we're not playing the games, but it'd be a whole different deal if you showed up and played in front of an empty stadium every day.
Well, there's no question. And I look at my wife. My wife was ecstatic when I came back. I mean, right there, just my daughters, who you don't really see much of that, the emotion, because they're young. I mean, they go to the games so they can run around. And, you know, they were so excited. But everybody gets caught up in the hype. Everybody gets caught up in the buzz. And that's what is great about George Mason in basketball. The Beavs right now, Holy Cross a couple of years, whatever it is, guys. It's, you know what? Yep. But that's what's amazing about this. And you know what? You feel so proud and so special. And you know why? Because you see everybody else feel it and they get to do it. So now it's our turn. It's finally our turn.
Yeah.
And that's what's kind of cool.
Absolutely.
I have to add this. I heard a rumor today, and I was trying to find it online. I got a message on Twitter from a George Mason University grad who said that their pep band, the Green Machine, is going to be at the Frozen Four. Somebody sent me a message. I tried to look it up.
I don't think it's them, Kelly. I could be wrong. We are going to have a pep band from a university in the D.C. area, but I don't think it's George Mason. I could be wrong.
I heard it was GMU's Green, Big Green
Machine.
Well, if
it is, that's cool.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. I tried to find it online, and it was from a GMU grad. He used to be part of their band.
Well, maybe it is. Rachel Becker's kind of set that up.
Yeah, she's working on something. She's got something up her sleeve, so that would be very cool.
That's an amazing story, her and herself.
Yeah, isn't that? I mean, didn't we just send her to the paper? Didn't we send her to
the CHA tournament?
The NCAA tournament.
No,
CHA tournament in Detroit.
Okay, a couple years back, and I'm like, unbelievable. I mean, what a small
pit of an arena. She loved it.
She won the radio station contest.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Biggest fan in Park Rapids. I mean, I remember the whole story, and then I'm reading, in the Washington Post about how, I mean, it's all about her. And
wasn't that a great article?
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Her dream bracket.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Her dream bracket, Bemidji State winning.
And then she's working at the Verizon Wireless Center.
Yeah, she's working for the Washington Caps.
I mean, it just is very ironic.
Well, I gave her a hard time, Rachel. And, obviously the Caps are hosting the tournament right there at the Verizon Center. And Boston University is getting the Caps locker room. I go, Rachel. Rachel. I don't care for the four seed. Darn it anyway.
Yeah, you want a little lump for your alma mater.
It's all about who you know, right? Come on.
Fitzy, I asked Tom this earlier, and he relayed RH's message, but you played on that undefeated team. After witnessing what you witnessed last weekend with this year's team, how do you compare those two teams, and which, quote-unquote, is the greatest moment in BSU history?
Well, I think just a few minutes ago I said this is the biggest achievement in BSU history. There's no doubt about that. As far as how do you compare the two teams, if you did it down and back, we'd still be going down. They'd be coming back. Tom and I have talked about this over the years. You know, the biggest thing that probably has changed in the game is just overall speed.
Well,
it's unbelievable.
I got chastised by people in the pregame of the Cornell game because I was talking a little bit about this, and I flat out said, all right, nothing to take away from the undefeated team that you were a member of or any of the other national championship teams. I said, the landscape of college hockey has changed.
Absolutely.
To me, this is the greatest moment ever. And I had some fans who said, whoa. And all right, it makes me feel a little bit better that you agree with me.
Well, I think we always want to believe that what we were a part of was the greatest moment ever, and something like that, or if you witnessed it, you want to believe that. But I think there's so many great milestones in Beaver hockey history, and this is one that's going to takes the whole program to another level. So to me, that is the biggest moment. There's no question in my mind. I mean, yeah, we had media coverage for Grand Rapids. I mean, it was Grand Rapids, Minnesota, you know. Now we're looking at Grand Rapids, Michigan, the Washington Post, you know, things like that. The Wall Street Journal, for goodness sake. I mean, who would have thunk that? I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, as far as people comparing that, I mean, we were watching, I think it was one of our anniversaries. We were coming back to brought the team back to campus, and they showed a tape of that last game, and Eric Gager, who grew up with Tommy from Bovee and played in Coleraine with him and then played here as well, he looked at it and he told his kid, or his kid was with too, and he told his kid, he goes, yeah, really, we weren't that slow. We all looked at each other, oh, yeah, we were.
Fitzy, thanks for stopping by tonight.
Absolutely,
we appreciate
my pleasure.
Thank you. Enjoy next week. As an alum and as a former Beaver, enjoy.
I'm looking forward to it. Best of luck to Coach Tom and the boys, and go get them, man.
Thanks, Fitzy. You know what? One thing before Fitzy goes here, though, Schulze, I think, too, another thing this day and age, the media coverage, the internet, the media this day and age, too. It's just at a different level than it was in the 80s, too.
Tom, for a quote-unquote normal regular season game, we get 100 people listening online. It's the only thing that we can measure is online. We don't know how many people are turning their radio on, but for the CHA tournament, 400. 900 for the Notre Dame game. 3,600 for the Cornell game.
That tells you something right there.
Well, and there's more room on the bandwagon, right? We'll take more fans.
Absolutely.
So you're right. The internet has certainly changed the perception, but. Fitzy, thank you much.
Thank you very much, Schulze.
Todd Canate, former BSU Beaver, joining us when we come back. Sports in the Round from the Ground Round, Mix 103.7.
If you're looking for a great David and Goliath story, look no further than our own BSU Beaver hockey team as they take on the Giants in the NCAA Frozen Four Tournament. If you're looking for a great little car lot with big quality selection, stop by Bob and Jill's Drive and Buy in Bemidji. Bob and Jill sell quality used and consigned vehicles, including many nice late models with warranties available. Bob and Jill are also proud to support the live broadcast of Beavers Frozen Four hockey action on Mix 103.7. Let's go stomp them, Beavers!
The BSU Beavers are playing in the men's NCAA Frozen Four Hockey Championships, and Mr. Appliance is proud to help support live broadcasts of their games on Mix 103.7. The Beavers didn't get here by accident. It was hard work, players stepping up, and great coaching. Great service is no accident either. Calling Mr. Appliance ensures prompt attention by carefully screened professionals, a solid quote before the work begins, and a clean-up commitment to leave no trace behind. Call Mr. Appliance at 444-4802.
It seems as if times were simpler almost 50 years ago when the founders of TruStar Federal Credit Union first gathered. However, that's only because the problems they faced, high rates and a shortage of credit for working families, have since faded into history. Today, we face a whole new set of challenges. Still, we know that we're up to meeting them with good old-fashioned principles such as thrift and fiscal responsibility. Together, everything is possible. That was true in 1960 and still true today. TruStar Federal Credit Union.
Lucan's Village Foods is Bemidji's family-owned supermarket since 1966 and a proud supporter of BSU Athletics. Lucan's North and South locations are your number one stop for all your Easter holiday needs. Shop our great selection of whole and half hams, fresh baked breads and rolls, fresh produce, delicious deli salads, and our signature scratch-baked Easter cakes. Also, don't miss our big 10 for 10 sale going on now through Saturday, only at Lucan's Village Foods, proud supporter of BSU Athletics for over 40 years. Go Beaver!
Pass, shoot, goal! Teamwork wins, and at Beltrami Electric Cooperative, teamwork is celebrated every day. Right now, they send their very best wishes, along with the BSU Beaver men's hockey team, as they head into the NCAA Frozen Four, and they're proud to help bring you the live action as it's broadcast on Mix 103.7. Your electric cooperative is you and all your neighbors working together for a winning result, so our success is due to you, and together we salute our BSU Beavers. Beltrami Electric, your Touchstone Energy partner.
And we shine as one.
Congratulations, BSU Beavers hockey team, on advancing to the NCAA Nationals from Bemidji Oil. Good luck. Bemidji Oil, your locally and family-owned carrier of heating oil and on-road diesel and gas. Keep full service and lower prices with discounts for cash or quantity orders, and senior citizens receive a discount as well. Bemidji Oil, your local distributor for Shell and Mobil lubricants. Your quality service dealer is Bemidji Oil, located on Adams Northwest in Bemidji. Call 444-5522.
Donlinger GM in Bemidji is going mad in March, making awesome deals, that is. Now is the time to buy. How about 0% financing for 60 months on many select models? Rebates up to $4,000 on select 2009 trucks, or payments as low as $155 per month on pre-owned 08 Chevy Aveos. And during Auto Show bonus days, get an extra $500 rebate on select models through March 31st. Why try the rest when you can drive the best at Donlinger GM in Bemidji? Online at DonlingerBemidji.com.
It's springtime at Katie Floral, even if your backyard doesn't show it yet. Katie Floral always has fresh flowers for any occasion. Come to Katie Floral for everything floral related to Easter Sunday, prom night, Mother's Day, graduation, weddings, birthdays, and anniversaries. You'll find bouquets, baskets, centerpieces, corsages, boutonnieres, and special gifts. Katie Floral and Gardens, downtown Bemidji. Call 444-ROSE or order online at katiefloralandgifts.com. A proud sponsor of BSU Beavers Frozen Four Hockey Action on Mix 103.7.
Lake Region Bone and Joint Surgeons are proud supporters of all sports at Bemidji State University and wish the men's hockey team the utmost of success. All the best in the quest for the championship. Lake Region Bone and Joint Surgeons Dr. Terrence L. Johnson and Dr. Thomas E. Miller provide orthopedic surgery and non-surgical services for patients throughout the Bemidji area and northern Minnesota. Lake Region Bone and Joint Surgeons, 3807 Greenleaf Avenue Northwest, Bemidji. Call 751-9746 or toll-free 800-446-0198.
Riverwood Bank congratulates the Bemidji State University men's hockey team on reaching the NCAA Frozen Four. What an incredible accomplishment. This is Sue Kringen with Riverwood Bank, and we join the entire Bemidji community in cheering on the Beavers. You are our team, and you do us proud. So go, Beavers, and good luck from this member of the team behind the team, Riverwood Bank, member FDIC.
You're listening to Sports in the Round, live from the Round on your Beaver Station.
Mix 103.7.
Gallagher has it out on the right wall. Extra attacker on. McManaman back behind the goal, lost control of it. Gets it back, sends it to the near side wall, flung ahead to center ice. Tyler Schofield, empty net goal, BSU! Schofield got it to the red line and flung it in to the wide open empty net, and Bemidji State leads by three. Is there any doubt that Bemidji State deserves to play on this national stage? Not a chance.
Broke down with the engine on, got my headlights screaming at the neighbor's lawn.
Back at Sports of the Round, from the ground around to Mix 103.7, your Beaver Station with Beaver Fever, as Mark has called it. Brian Schultz, Brian Bissonette, Kelly Schultz, Ted Belisle back with us, and a former BSU player now joining us, a current coach of the Sioux City Musketeers, correct? I was trying to remember Musketeers. I remembered Sioux City, but...
Well, it's tough to confuse because it's easy to confuse because I coached in Sioux Falls, and that's Sioux City's arch enemy right now.
Ooh. Todd Knott with us. Todd, thanks for joining us tonight here on Sports in the Round. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
As a former BSU Beaver, what does last weekend mean to you?
You know what? I just got chills listening to that goal again against Cornell for the open net. It's unbelievable right now, and I couldn't be prouder, especially being back in some of the tougher days when the program was just getting started with the Division I era. I just think from Coach Peters back in the day with the Division II days, and then now what the staff has done with Coach Sarah Torbert and Teddy, I think they've done an unbelievable job cultivating this program.
Well, Todd, you guys down in the USHL, I mean, obviously there's a lot of your players that end up on Division I hockey teams. Do they pay attention to this? Do they know what's going on in college hockey right now? And if so, what kind of impact does it have for Bemidji State?
I think it's huge. All the guys pay attention to this. This is the big stage. And you know what? All the players, they grew up playing with each other all over the United States, and they've got a lot of buddies playing. And even for myself personally, it's even a little bit of a prouder moment. There's kids like Matt Dalton, Matt Reed, and Ryan Kramer, three guys that I did spend a year with coaching, whether it was Fargo or Des Moines, and it's a great time right now.
Todd, this is Kelly. That's going to make you awfully proud to know that you've seen those guys play in juniors, and now you get to see them play in a Frozen Four. What are your feelings about those three guys?
Just unbelievable personal relationships. Not only were they good hockey players, but the special part of it is that over that year, really got personal relationships with them. They were great kids, and I knew they were going to go on to do bigger and better things, and they had success in junior, and a lot of times that translates over into you know, the next level, and they've done that with Bemidji State, and again, with the great job that staff has done with them.
Todd Knott, a former BSU Beaver with us. Played with Teddy, 98 to 2001 for Todd. native of Red Lake Falls, Minnesota. Your brother Kurt was here about the same time that that you were.
And still in town, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, he's still in town.
You mentioned those three guys, Reed and Dalton and Kramer. Obviously, Matt Reed, one of the couple of real electric offensive forwards in college hockey. Matt Dalton, who obviously showed that, he's a very, very good goaltender and stole the show a couple of times last weekend. But Ryan Kramer as well, a guy who hadn't played in about a month and a half because of a knee injury, but he comes back and I thought played pretty well. To me, that shows the heart of a BSU player, correct? I mean, Kramer hadn't played in a month and a half.
No, it's a blue collar that's been around there for a long, long time. And that's one thing that's so special about that program and again, this team this year. They do it the tough way, the honest way. The way they work, the puck pressure, you know, it might not be the most dynamic when you look at teams, when you're competing against some of the other teams in the nation. They get it done by hard work and doing all the little things. And you don't always see that with today's game anymore, with the flashiness that players want to play with. What a great accomplishment for a group of players to do it that way.
Well, and we've talked about a lot tonight about how an event like this, an accomplishment like this, reconnects everybody that's come through the program through Bemidji State. Have you talked to a lot of the alumni and players that were around during your time here?
I have been in touch with some of them. I actually have some of them working for me right now, and you know what? It's the same feeling all around right now. It's just you're proud to be part of the program. Something again being those first couple years where things were going a little bit tough, and be part of that and get that blue collar mindset with the players that we played with, the Frank Yudoviches and Mark Finaus that I played with when I was there. You know, you'd like to think those guys had a little bit of a part here, which what this group of guys have done this year.
Hey, TK, it's Teddy here. You know what? I know you got a couple guys working for you, and we talk. I think I talk to you more than my wife sometimes. But it's one of those things where you just mentioned some of those guys, and then actually after that, I'm kind of curious. You know, this is a special time, and we talked about it, Todd. But I think it'd be good for you to share with some of the community, like some of your highlights of your years in at BSU. He didn't hear me, did he?
No, he didn't.
Hey, Todd, can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you.
All right. I'm going to reiterate everything I did without my mouth full right now. You know what? We had a little technical difficulty. It's Teddy here, obviously. But
yeah.
I just told everybody, hey, you know what? We talk a lot, probably more than I talk to my wife on the phone. But it's one of those things where you mentioned you got some guys working for me, some alums. And it's one of those things where it's where I'd like to, you know what? I'm kind of curious for everybody else to hear who you got working for you. But then at the same time, after you're done with that, TK, you know what? I think it'd be nice to – and we went through some times. We came in together, and we talk about those times a lot. But share some of your great moments of BSU hockey.
Well, you know, to answer the first one, some of the alumni guys, Jared Hanowski actually doing a little bit of scouting for us out of the Minneapolis area. He's living there with his wife right now, again, watching some of the Elite League and some of those players coming out of Minnesota. And another one way back when was Mike Binsky. That was back my first year when I came in as a true freshman. That was Division II. He's kind of working over that Michigan area for us. He's a Michigan high school coach. Does a great job for us, so those ties are still in place. And obviously Wade Scheidel coaching in Bemidji, I'll call him time to time, find out about players. So it's amazing the family and what the relationships you develop with the players and now being involved in hockey. It's really lasting a long time in my life. And back to the second question with Teddy with some of the stories, I mean, there's multiple. Again, when you go through the tough times where, you know, we went through, I believe, a 4 or 5 win season there, where you just question yourself as a hockey player, and it gets to be really, really tough, and you really got to lean on the guys you play with, and that's the Teddy's. I talked about Frank Yudoviches and the problems you go through, you live to learn through them, and Teddy, think back to that time when we were struggling that year and being in the locker room, and I won't even go over exactly what Teddy did, but this is when I knew Ted Belisle was going to be a hockey coach. He comes in and injured at the time, rallies the troops with a great speech to the guys, and I can still remember going out and beating Wayne State by about 7 goals that night. that was in that five-win season. And then, you know, those are the little stories that come back to my mind. It's where you found a way to have some success. In my senior year, when we beat Mankato night with Tom Sarator's first game as head coach at Bemidji, that was obviously another very special moment.
Teddy just rolled his eyes at you as you were telling the story about him giving that speech.
Maybe he looked like I was bragging or something like that. Come on.
Teddy knows the story I'm talking about.
You know what? I do. You know what? I just think that I'm talking with my mouth full right now, Todd. I'm hammering back a wing. But I think that time is pretty special when we were playing there. But I take a lot of great pride, and we take a lot of great pride. We talked before about the culture that was established back there with guys like Frank and Grady Hunt and Jared Hanowski and Jeff McGill and all those boys that really set the culture and the stage for this. And those are some of the best friends I'll have for my life. And it was a special time, you know.
Hey, it was, because we had the hard work, but then you guys went out, and Tom and Bert got some good players in there after us, Ted?
Well, you know what? I still use it every once in a while, but I heard get some skill every once in a while in practice, you know.
That's great.
Todd, I understand that your team has just missed the playoffs, but how do you like this game from behind the bench as a head coach?
It's been great. It's obviously been an up-and-down year, and us, we missed playoffs probably by about 6 points. So, you know, we have a lot to look forward to for next year. We've got to build up, and my job now for the next few months will be going out and trying to find some players to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Well, you find some good ones, send them back this way, like the three that you already have. So
that could happen again.
Todd, thank you much, and enjoy next week in the watching the Beavs in the Frozen Four.
Thanks a lot, Brian. Go get him, Teddy.
All right, we'll try.
Todd Canott, former BSU Beaver, current coach of the Sioux City Musketeers, with us tonight here on Sports in the Round. One final break. We come back with Ryan McKelvey of the how the hell do you pronounce the name of that team?
Wenatchee. The Wenatchee Wild.
It's got way too many vowels in there to be that.
That must be in Canada.
No.
Washington. Isn't it?
Oh,
Washington,
yeah.
State?
Well, yeah. Close to Canada.
Oh, yeah.
What's the name of it?
Wenatchee. The Wenatchee Wild.
All right.
It's a minor league team. He was a graduate assistant and the older brother of Ryan McKelvey, who is still on this team. He joins us when we come back. Sports in the Round from the Ground Round on your Beaver Station, Mix 103.7.
Bob LaPorte says, winning the NCAA Midwest Regional Hockey Tournament and now playing in the Frozen Four Championship Series shows the hard work, fortitude, and talent of these young men and the BSU coaching staff. That's what brings success both on and off the ice. And in recognition of those qualities, Bob LaPorte is helping sponsor broadcasts of Beavers NCAA Tournament games on Mix 103.7.
Go BSU, let the Beaver hockey lore grow at the Frozen Four.
Bob LaPorte, we want to be your Ford store.
Bemidji Bus Lines congratulates the Bemidji State Beavers men's hockey team on their phenomenal success this year. Keep up the hard work and team effort in the Frozen Four. Bemidji Bus Lines encourages everyone to listen to the Beavers play in the championship series on KKBJ Mix 103.7 FM. Bemidji Bus Lines is your full-service hometown motor coach and charter service for local, statewide, and nationwide travel for any size group or occasion. We're taking fans out to Washington, D.C. to see the games in person. Call for information, Bemidji Bus Lines at 751-5311.
Long ago, Cass Lake and Bemidji both wanted to be the home of a new teacher's college, or normal school, as it was called then. Well, Bemidji won that battle. But just to show there's no hard feelings, the Cass Lake Chamber of Commerce is proud to help bring you live radio broadcasts of the Beavers hockey team in the Frozen Four. We're proud of BSU, carrying the pride of the Northland to the nation's capital. Looking ahead, let's plan to celebrate our Northwoods togetherness during Cass Lake Rib Fest this summer, July 17th through the 19th in Cass Lake.
Mike Chalk and the crew at Flat Crete of Bemidji wish the best of luck to the BSU Beavers hockey team in the Frozen Four Championship.
Kick them hard and knock them off their skates.
When you need hard-hitting, talented concrete and masonry crew to take on a project, call Flat Crete Incorporated. Come visit the Flat Crete Showroom at 481 Mag 7 Court Southwest, Bemidji. For samples of stamped and colored concrete, colored overlays, and more. Flat Crete Incorporated of Bemidji, a solid sponsor of your Frozen Four Beaver broadcast on Mix 103.7. And go Beavs from Flat Crete Incorporated.
I really don't see myself being a farm laborer for the rest of my life. Race cars are more my speed. I think the best way to get a great job is to focus on what you really like to do. So I chose NTC. Who says college has to be boring? I like hands-on training and also current technology. I had many job offers, and I'm off to the races.
Northwest Technical College, focused on you.
Call Northwest Tech today at 1-800-942-8324.
Bemidji State University. Men's Division I hockey on their way to the Frozen Four Tournament Series in D.C. Bemidji State University men's hockey team puts Bemidji on the map again. Did you know Bemidji Woolen Mills sells BSU apparel featuring Bemidji State University hoodies, T-shirts, sweatpants, wind pads, caps, and more? When it comes from Bemidji Woolen Mills, you know it's good. Open 7 days a week. Bemidji Woolen Mills says way to go, Beavs.
Value Smart of Bemidji is all about helping the hometown, so they're proud to support the BSU Beavers in their Frozen Four hockey quest by helping sponsor the live game broadcast on Mix 103.7. Skate fast, skate strong. Beavers are number one. Check in with Value Smart for everyday deep discount prices throughout the store. There's always something you're looking for, from clothing and jewelry to furniture and appliances. Take your dollar the extra mile and get that extra saving smile at Value Smart, Washington Avenue South, Bemidji.
Pro Build of Bemidji would like to spend a moment and congratulate the Bemidji State University men's hockey team on their great season and trip to the Frozen Four. Just like the team relies on only the best woods to make their hockey sticks, you should demand only the best wood for your building projects. Pro Build of Bemidji brings you high-quality wood products that ensure your building will be structurally sound for generations. Pro Build also has a great selection of sliding doors, windows, and everything else you need to complete your project. And they have the experts available to bring your ideas from the drafting table to reality. Pro Build of Bemidji.
This is Sports in the Round from the Growl Crowd
on your Beaver Station.
Mix 103.7.
Scrivens back in, down by three. 28 seconds left. Bemidji State hockey fans, savor this one, folks. Barlow towards the goal, turned aside by Matt Dalton to the point and out to center ice. 13 seconds left. Kyle Hardwick tracks it down in his own end. Francis chops it ahead, and Bemidji State University will win the Midwest Regional. They defeat Cornell 4-1. BSU fans, we will see you in D.C.
Bemidji State 4, Cornell 1.
Sports in the Round from the Ground Round here on Mix 103.7. Your Beaver Station, as you heard there, the end of the Cornell game.
Still sends shivers down your spine, man, whenever I'll hear that for the next 20 years. That's unreal.
Bemidji State will play Miami of Ohio next Thursday in Washington, D.C. at the Verizon Center. One of the reasons why is the brother of the guy that is on the Paul Bunyan telephone hotline right now. Chris McKelvey, current player, scored the first goal against Notre Dame. His brother, Ryan McKelvey, was a former graduate assistant coach here and current assistant coach with the Wenatchee Wild. I get that right, Teddy? Wenatchee?
Everything was fine, but it was I think it's associate head coach.
Associate head coach?
Yeah.
Really?
He's important. Oh, yeah.
Armack, I apologize. I didn't give you enough kudos.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah. Good job pronouncing Wenatchee.
I got a lot of help from Teddy before the last break.
He spent last 30 seconds trying to pronounce it correctly.
That way, it was good.
Armack, as a brother of a current player and as a former coach here, I think the term that I used the other day when I called you to set up the interview was, did you feel like a proud papa when Chris scored that goal against Notre Dame?
I sure did, yeah. I felt really proud of the whole team. Obviously, being a part of it last year, the last 2 years, it was really exciting for me to watch and just to see my brother, too, have success. Now that I'm not coaching, I can kind of watch it more as a family member, and it was really cool. I got shivers when I listened to your announcing there, too, Schulte.
Well, and Ryan, you were here recently, so it's not like you don't know a lot of the guys on this team. A little bit about this team and what you experienced while you were here.
Well, I learned right away that everybody that's a part of the program there takes a lot of pride in the tradition and in how they go about doing things there, from the coaching staff to the players. It's a big deal for all the players there to put a banner in the stands and be a part of a championship team while they're there. And all the guys take a lot of pride in it, and I think you can see it in the way they play. The way they play defense, the way they come back and help their teammates out and support each other. I just thought they played great in that in those two games, and it was really evident of the work that they put into the team this year. And it was really good to see. It was awesome to watch.
I take it out in Washington, you had to listen maybe online, or were you able to catch the game?
We found a little establishment that we got to watch the games at. And our whole coaching staff went there, and by the end of it, our other two coaches were cheering on the Beavs. I think our head coach, Paul, he had his hands above his head after the third goal, and he's running around screaming, so it's pretty cool.
So there's more fans on the bandwagon out in Washington.
Oh, yeah, we got Beaver Fever in Wenatchee.
Beaver Fever.
Say that three times fast, yeah.
Beaver yeah. Fever from coast to coast. There's Beaver Fever everywhere. Ryan, this is Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, first of all, did your brother call you after that game? And if so, what was the conversation like?
Basically, Chris called me up, and I couldn't hear a word he said because he was on the bus. So it's just kind of like a congratulate. Like, it was just awesome. I'm so happy for the program there because they really deserve it. If anybody deserves it, they do, and it's awesome for the program. So.
Well, Brian said something to me after that game against Notre Dame, and I don't know the exact stats, and Brian didn't have it in front of him, but he said when Chris McKelvey scores, the Beavers win.
They do.
Wow.
Undefeated, right?
Yeah.
I don't know that for a fact.
How?
My brain says when C-Mac scores, good things are happening.
Yeah, well, he's not a huge goal scorer, but I guess he gets the important ones then, huh, guys?
Well, and like most Beaver fans, I sat there and I went, Chris McKelvey just scored the first goal, and nothing against Chris. Chris is a great hockey player. But I went, wow, you expect a Matt Reed, you expect a Tyler Schofield. Chris gets the first goal, and I'm like, wow, you know, this is great to see everybody from the team contribute. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, being Chris's brother, and I know our whole family's really proud of him. He's one of those kids that's earned everything he's got in hockey. Even when he was playing high school, he was a good player, but he had trouble making a junior team. He made the Bozeman Ice Dogs, and his first year there, he was in and out of the lineup. His next year there, he was injured, so he only played like 20 games. And then finally his third year, after just working his butt off for those first 2 years, it paid off, and he was the captain of a team that won a championship in Bozeman, and I think he was second on the team in points, something like that. But then he went to Bemidji, and again, you know, his first year in and out of the lineup, that kind of thing. But he's kind of persevered through it all, and he's a really hard worker in everything that he does off ice, on ice, and just really happy that he had that success, that he got a goal, and a big goal for the team. And it was just really cool to see as being his brother.
Teddy, what kind of a captain is Chris?
You know what? He's I can't say enough about Chris because he's a very committed individual. I think he should be on the cover of each publishing of the Men's Health magazine. He is that committed to himself, and you know, I think he's one of those guys that rinses his cottage cheese just to get the extra fat out of there. And he's just one of those guys that. And Ryan talking about his brother, and he's beaming right now, but his brother's a very important part of our program, and he's a very serious individual, and he's very committed, and you know what, he's done things the hard way, and it's paid off in every level that he's played at. Now him being a captain as a junior, which is very, very good in our program, he has a calming effect as far as, you know what, guys, we'll work hard. And he's not very boisterous around the boys, and he's not very boisterous in the locker room, but when he gets on the ice and it's time to go, I thought it was only fitting that he had a very important part of our weekend. And you know what, guys, I'll be honest, in every championship team that you have and in every weekend that you play in important games, there's always an unsung hero, and he's been that guy. And you know, Ryan Adams as well has been that guy too, but you know, we're winning games because we have a number of guys doing that. And C-Mac is just a man I admire, and I wish I could shed a few to look like him.
Me too, Teddy.
Ryan, thank you much for joining us tonight. Enjoy the games next week.
Okay, thanks for having me, guys.
Ryan McKelvey, associate head coach of the Wenatchee Wild.
Doing a great job, too. They're you know, an expansion hockey team, and they are, I think they're in second place in their division and heading into the playoffs.
Cool deal. What does it say, folks, that R.H. Bob Peters
gets bumped?
Got bumped.
Oh.
That's the kind of show we had tonight.
Really?
RH will join us in our intermissions from D.C., trust me.
I think we've got more coverage to come in the next week or so.
We got a few of these to do yet. We will have a Sports of the Round next Wednesday night from D.C.
How cool is that?
So Beaver fans.
Schultze, Biss, and Kelly will be somewhere in D.C. doing this show next Wednesday night.
So
not sure where. I'm not sure where, but we're going to be there. And I think RH will have to join us as well.
I think we'll have some Beaver fans out in D.C. that might be joining us, too.
Yes, we will. Sports of the Round from the Ground Round tonight. Thank you much for the Ground Round's hospitality once again. We're back with you next week from D.C. The game Thursday, 4 p.m. against Miami of Ohio, and then Saturday, 6 p.m. against either Boston University or Vermont. Beavers are going to play two and win two again next weekend. For everyone that's joined us here tonight, thank you very much. Again, to the Ground Round, your hospitality cannot be, we can't talk enough about it. The rally Friday, groundbreaking late morning, the
WCHA throws it forward.
The luncheon to follow that, the rally then at M100 at 5 o'clock. We'll see you there on Friday, folks. It's very, very important. For Schultze and Biss and Kelly and Tom and Bert and Teddy and everyone else who's joined us, we'll talk to you next Wednesday night from D.C. on Mix 103.7, your home of BSU Beaver Hockey.